Our Tiny Useless Hearts, written by Tony Jordan and read by Caroline Lee. In the long black nights when I was not much older than Paris, when we were still adjusting to our house without my father in it, I took to imagining where he was sleeping, the particular bed and the pillow and the sheets. Was he warm enough? He liked the kind of orange juice with the leprechaun on the label. The others were too pulpy, he said, and sweet, like musk sticks. Who was going to the supermarket and buying it for him? Who was ironing his shirts, now that Mum wasn't? When he lived with us, he would tuck me in, and just before he turned out the lights, bring his face close to mine and shut his eyes. "It's not easy being a grown-up," he would say. "Take away my day, magic girl." My hands were pale and soft then, before the Bunsen burns and broken beaker scars, and I would raise them to his forehead. I imagined my fingertips as erasers. I started near his hairline, smoothing every furrow. And then I slid the heel of my hand downwards towards the tufts of his eyebrows, then across to his temples. I paid extra attention to the deep wrinkle that curved downwards like a gouge, near the chickenpox divot above the bridge of his nose. I kneaded and pressed until his frown lines weren't as sharp, it seemed to me, until they blended with the texture of his skin. When I finished, I kissed each of his eyebrows, left and right. "There," I'd say. "All fixed." "Now I'm good as new," he'd say. "Now I can sleep." Late some nights after my father left, I would ease my way out of bed, as though I was molten, so nothing would creak. Mum and Caroline were sleeping. If I was careful, the house belonged to me in those dark hours. I roamed with bare feet on bare boards. I sat at windows and stared at the moon. It was easy to imagine that this strange house made up of women was temporary, and soon everyone would be back where they belonged. My father was only away on a business trip. He would be home in a day or two. Sometimes on those wandering nights, I found myself in Caroline's room where I could look at her big sister things without her saying, "Rack off, Janus," or "Vaginus," or "Janass, manass," or some variation of, "Can you shut it? Can you possibly give me 5 minutes of peace?" Asleep, Caroline looked like herself again, despite her black sheets, dyed by Mum after a long negotiation involving compulsory minutes of sunlight exposure. I touched the white foundation on her dresser, the lipsticks with names like Nosferatu and Daughter of Darkness, and ran my hands across CDs of bands that sounded like a Harley Davidson being tortured. She was a heavy sleeper, a snorer and a snuffler. Even without the makeup, her naked face was pale against the black pillow. She often seemed on the verge of waking, but she never did.